first king would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free. A slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died.
Hallelujah, glory, glory to God, praise God, praise God. You are welcome to your morning energizer, the morning faith boost, and I believe it's been getting rich, refreshing, and very, very, very exciting. Yes, it's our day three, that's Wednesday four this week, but 3 plus 5, that's episode 8, and I believe it's getting interesting. Oh, that was a beautiful kickstart song, Who You Are by Hillsong Worship. Yesterday we ended talking about the greater one within us, and really seems that we're stuck already talking about the person of the Holy Ghost in us. And trust me, we could do that again and again and again, because one reality we have to face in the body of Christ is we're yet to fully comprehend the person who lives within us. I mean, like we said yesterday, Paul writing to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he says, do you not know? Don't you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives within you? Don't you know? And it's beyond head knowledge. I mean, sincerely, look around. All of us, you, me, every one of us inclusive, I remember some time back, all right, God mentioned to me, and I remember saying it on the pulpit some years ago, that God said if the message of the new creation, the God kind of life, all right, in particular, all right, was not taught, people will suffer, all right, and reality is that a whole lot of people, even me, because if you allow things to slip away, you feel the effect, you see the effect of I'm not grasping this reality like I should. And you realize that no, we could live at a higher plane, a greater level of revelation and impact. I mean, so why do believers get depressed? Why do believers commit suicide? Why do believers get into trouble? Why do we get in trouble and don't even know how to get out of the trouble? Why do things that happen to us happen to everybody? Now, you need to put this in perspective. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. Right, he had spoken in Matthew how that the storm of life will come, it will beat against the house, but the house that is built upon the rock will stand. And the rock in that context wasn't just who you're born again, right? He said, whoever hears my word and does my word, would I liken unto a wise man that built his house on the rock. So he, in that context, was saying that the rock was the doing of the word. All right, was you acting on the word? All right, and he said, whoever hears my word and doesn't do my word, I would liken to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So you've got to be a doer, all right, of the word. So you and I have got to come into greater terms with, okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever been led by the Spirit of God? All right, and then you yield that to the leading. Then have you ever been led by the Spirit of God and then you didn't yield to the leading? You could tell the difference, right? You could tell the difference in the results. You could tell the difference in the outcome. You could tell the difference in maybe even how the not yielding sets you back, right? If in a few things, in a few ways, right? Have you known it was a leading and then you yielded? All right. Have you known it was a leading and then you didn't yield? All right. And then have you even had times you didn't even know it was a leading and then you realized, oh, I think I was being led and I missed it, you know? So I just added that one. So you see that sometimes the whole thing goes on like, I think God was trying to tell me. Have you been there? I think God was trying to tell me something. Oh my goodness. I missed it. And then you see that you missed it. You're like, no way. So what would happen to you and I if we strive, all right, to get sharper, right, in the leadings of the Spirit? We strive to be more accurate in discerning, all right? We'd be more accurate, all right, in picking and following divine direction. What would happen to you and I? It would be awesome. Life will be better. Not because challenges will now not come, but because they'll come and then we skip. They'll come and then we see through. They'll come and then we know what to do, because Jesus said in this world you will have tribulation. But it didn't stop there. It said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. All right, Psalm 34 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them. But many righteous people that you and I might have seen, and even sometimes some of us, we've almost had to sink with the affliction or in the affliction. But the deliverance of God was always present. His word is settled. His word will never fail. So there's something we've got to come into terms with. There is the ministry of the Holy Spirit that the church of Jesus is yet to fully embrace. Oh, and that we may embrace this. And that's why we're teaching is that I would love to believe that as you've been following this teaching, faith has been rising in your heart more and more. Faith, confidence has been rising. All right, that awareness, that awakening, I believe it is happening to you. Paul again says, do you not know and understand that that you, the whole church at Corinth, are God's temple, his sanctuary, and that God's Spirit has his permanent dwelling in you, to be at home in you collectively as a church and also individually, that the Spirit of God is at home. Oh my goodness. I know you know what I'm about to say, but I'm still going to say, the Spirit that moved in Genesis chapter 1 lives in us. The Spirit, that's the person, all right? The one who anointed Samson, the one who anointed Joseph, right? But you don't like, oh, but when was Joseph anointed? Joseph couldn't do anything he did without God. Bible said he saw, all right, in Potiphar's house that God was with him. They saw in the prison that God was with him. That was the presence of God. That was the anointing. That was the blessing. All right. So we talk about the blessing. You talk about the anointing. You talk about the life of God. I mean, all of that is still a manifestation of the Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost that communicates these things to us. So he's the one that anointed Moses. He enabled Mary to give. I mean, it's the Spirit of God. All right. Enabling Mary, enabling Elizabeth, enabling Sarah, enabling David. Helping David to raise mighty men. It is the Spirit of God. That same Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. That same Spirit lives in you and I. See how the Amplified Bible puts it. And that God's Spirit has his permanent dwelling in you. What then is the missing link? It's the fact that this thing needs to travel, guys. It's got to travel. Okay, I'll bring it into two realities, all right? It's got to travel from just being head knowledge, or maybe two descriptions or illustrations. It's got to travel from the head of, we've read through the verse, we know the verse, we could quote the verse. It's got to travel from head up there and travel down, all right, and explode with illumination in our hearts. Did you get that? It's got to travel from just, you know, just the same way we could have someone who's a professor of religion, professor of Christian studies, and then he's not born again, but he studied the word, but he just hasn't come to terms with accepting Jesus. You know, so academically, he's sound, but spiritually, he's lost. So we need to travel. We need to mix it with faith so that it may profit us. You remember that from Hebrews, right? We need to mix it with faith. We need to mix it with faith. And how do you mix it with faith? Philemon verse 6 says that the communication of your faith, right, becomes effective by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. I'll take that again. That the communication of your faith may become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ. So you and I have got to acknowledge that the communication, Philemon, all right, just one chapter of Philemon and verse 6, that the communication of your faith may become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ. And you can't list good things in you in Christ and not begin from the greatest of all the things, as it were, not because he's a thing, but the greatest of all the gifts, and that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. All right, he is the gift of eternal life. He is the one who brings in righteousness. He is the one that shed the love of God abroad in your heart. So you need to acknowledge by acknowledging every good thing. And that's why I said, yes, we might spend a bit of time meditating together today. Wouldn't that be lovely? Acknowledging, the Bible says, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Acknowledging every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. How do I acknowledge? Oh, the Holy Ghost lives in me permanently. Permanently, permanently. Permanently. You could talk about that like 10 minutes and yeah, it might not feel like anything changed, but something's happening. It's like you're drilling a hole, all right? Like you're boring a hole into the ground. It's not from the first hit, all right, that you hit 10 feet deep. No, you have to dig and dig and dig. So the first several hits might seem like nothing is going on. Maybe the ground seems hard, but keep at it, all right? Hebrews chapter 4 and the 12th verse of Hebrews 4 tells us, all right? And this is assurance from God's word, that the word of God is alive, okay? And active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing through to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, the joint and the marrows, and the word is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God is active, guys. The word of God is alive. So you and I, all right, I've got to allow that sharper than any two-edged sword power of the word of God to cut through. All right. How do we do it? We allow that surgical instrument of God's word to help to just keep piercing through till the word, you know, Bible says the entrance of the word gives light. It has to enter. All right. It has to enter. There has to be effort. So Philemon 6 that we mentioned earlier, the communication of your faith may become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing. So Paul knows that they know. But see this, Paul says, do you not know? All right? Do you not know and understand that you, the whole church at Corinth, are God's temple, and that God's Spirit has his permanent dwelling in you to be at home in you collectively as a church and also individually? So Paul says, don't you know? So you and I need to know more. Then we get to the 6th chapter and then the 19th verse. And he asks a similar question. Do you not know that your body is the temple, the very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and that whom you receive from God as a gift? All right. You are not your own. So the Holy Ghost lives in me. Hallelujah. So 1 John 4:4, we read that yesterday. All right. We read from verse 1 and he ends by saying greater. All right. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you. Greater, 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 greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, greater. All right, did we make reference to it? All right, but 1 John 4:4, greater. The Holy Ghost in us is greater. Greater than sickness. Greater than defeat. Greater than fear. Greater than depression. Listen, if you acknowledge the fear seems to grow. If you acknowledge the thing that brings the depression, you acknowledge the source of the bitterness, you acknowledge the source of the anger, it will magnify. The more you brood over it, you say, but I don't want to. I want to let it go. I want to let it go. But then you entertain it. And then you justify why you're entertaining it. Can you imagine? Oh, she did this to me. Oh, he did this to me. Oh, da, da, da. And he did it. And that, and that. And then it grows. And then you wonder, but why is it growing? Because you entertain it. And then you don't give equal or much more attention to the word of God to counter it. But you've got to allow the word to counter it. Listen, thoughts are seeds. So if you allow negative thoughts, you are indirectly allowing those seeds to find room and take root. Same way when you allow the thoughts of God, you're allowing them to take root inside you. Is that okay? So we need to acknowledge, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You want to say that to yourself? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The Spirit of God in me is greater. Just don't rush, all right? So you don't necessarily have to. Now, sometimes and a lot of times I pick one phrase and I say that for a while. But we'll just walk with different phrases and then pick the one that stays with you. Maybe we'll do this for maybe like maybe a minute or two. And then I say a few things and then we'll come back to the game. But for instance, now you could pick from that 1 Corinthians 3:16 and say, oh, thank you, Father, because your Spirit lives in me permanently. Thank you, Father, because your Spirit lives in me permanently. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father, because your Spirit lives in me permanently. Thank you, Father, because your Spirit lives in me permanently. Thank you, Father. Because your Spirit lives in me permanently. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Because your Spirit lives in me permanently. Your Spirit lives in me permanently. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Your Spirit lives in me permanently. He's at home in me. He's at home in me. Thank you, Father. He's at home in me. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are in me. At home in me. You're not in me as a visitor. Hey, this is your home. This is your home. Oh, oh, hallelujah. You are at home in me. You live in me. You live. If your mind wanders off, please try to bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. All right? Don't be discouraged. Just bring it back. Your Spirit lives in me. The mighty Holy Spirit. The matchless Holy Spirit. He lives in me. He lives in me. The one who hovered. Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you, Father. The one that moved upon the face of the waters in Genesis. Yes. Ooh, he lives in me. He lives in me. The same Spirit that anointed Jesus of Nazareth. That he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Because God was with him. That same Spirit. Ha, ha. Hey, he lives in me. He lives in me. He lives. You could take a cue from what I'm saying and then build up on your own. Don't thank Allah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, and like it almost happened to me now. Sometimes tongues might want to flow, but you might just say, no, I need to still discipline myself to meditate. Because sincerely, if you're giving a lot to praying in tongues, it'll be easy. All right, a lot easy for you to just always switch. And then you could even pray 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, you know, in tongues. And then you want to do like 5 minutes of meditation and it seems to get tiring. It just, you know, before you know what's happening, your mind has wandered off and then just enter tongues. And then you seem, oh, I'm great here. Oh, but praise God. Tongues has its amazing, tongues has its amazing benefits. Seriously, seriously, but it cannot, sincerely and biblically, cannot take the place of meditation. All right, they have their roles and in a bid to be mature, all right, and solid believers, we must give them their individual roles, all right, and then they play together at the end because there's a meeting point. Glory to God. Oh, the Spirit that anointed Jesus to do ministry. Oh, no wonder he said to his disciples, for he is with you and that he will be in you. He is in me now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. He lives in me permanently. Yes, I'm the house of the Holy Ghost. I'm the house. I'm the house of the Holy Ghost. I'm the house. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, yes. I'm the house. Yes. I'm the house of the Holy Ghost. I'm the house. I'm the house of the Holy Ghost. Hey, the Spirit of God is the glory of God. If the Spirit of God is in me and He is, then the glory of God is in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory of God is in me. Hey, the glory of God dwells in me permanently by the presence of the Spirit. Hey, the temple of Solomon was filled with glory. Hallelujah. That glory is in me. That glory is in me. I'm full of the glory of God. Hey, I'm full of the power. Aye, Kabasa. Thank you, Father. I'm full. I'm full. I'm full. I'm full. Yes. 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 Oh, so I can boldly say greater. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is the resurrection power in me. Greater is the Holy Spirit in me. Greater. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater, 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 greater. Do this, guys. Bring your mind back, please. You talked in tongues. Come back, come back. Build stamina. Build stability. That's what meditation, a part of what meditation will do for us. It allows the word to take root in you. That's why you find that you could talk in tongues 3 hours and sometimes you could still be afraid. You could still be afraid, but by meditation, the word is taking root in you. Boldness is rising because you're staying with the word. You're planting the word on your inside. Thank you, Father. Oh, the greater one. Hey, he's greater than fear. He's greater than sickness and disease. He's greater than any name, medically known or unknown. Hey. Any name referred to as curable or as incurable, greater. The one in me, guys, come on. You've got to stay on this. Come on. Greater. The one in me is greater. The one in me is greater. Is greater than any name that is named in this world and in the world to come. The one in me is greater. Greater. Greater, oh, I can boldly declare that greater is He that is in me. The one in me, He's great. He's great. He's greater than any level of disfavor around me. So I enjoy favor. Men love me. Men favor me because greater is a fragrance in me. Greater is the favor. He said He surrounds me with favor as with a shield. So greater is that favor that emanates from me. Greater. Greater, greater, greater is the favor that flows from me than any level of disfavor. Oh, hallelujah, greater, greater, greater is the wisdom of God in me. Wisdom of God in me is greater than any confusion, any confusing project, any difficult looking situation that I have to tackle. The wisdom of God in me is greater. The light, yes, yes, the light of God in me is great. If you're doing this much and maybe feel like I'm getting lost, and just hold back and just stay with the call first. The Spirit of God, yes, He lives in me. He lives in me permanently. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He lives in me permanently. 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 Yes, 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 yes. So I boldly declare that by the presence of the Spirit in me, diseases are destroyed. Weaknesses in my body are turned into strength. Yes, yes, ailments, they dissipate, they disappear. Yes, 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 any form of cancer, any form of fibroid passes out of my body. Hey, because the Spirit, the same one that raised up Jesus from the dead lives inside of me. He does, He does, He lives. He lives. Come on, guys. Come on. He lives inside me. He lives. He lives inside me. Oh, thank you, Father. He lives inside me permanently. Yes, 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 permanently. Oh, the communication of our faith is becoming effective, even as right now we are acknowledging the great gift of the Holy Ghost that is in us. He is in us, He is in us, He is in us. Oh, you're stepping into your day conscious of the presence of the Holy Ghost. You're stepping into your day conscious of the presence. Hey. Conscious of the presence of the Holy Spirit. You're stepping into your day. You're stepping into your day. You're stepping into your day. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hey, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Yes. Greater. 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 Hey, the Spirit of God lives in me. Come on, somebody. I am the temple of God. Yes. I'm knowing it. I'm growing in my consciousness of it. That the Spirit of God has His permanent dwelling. Permanent dwelling. Permanent dwelling. The life of God has His permanent dwelling. Permanent dwelling in me. The light of God has His permanent dwelling. Permanent dwelling in me. Yes. Yes, in me. Yes, yes, in me. Oh, hallelujah. I know who I am. The Word calls me the temple of God. I am the temple of God. I am the house of the Holy Ghost. I am the house of the Holy Ghost. I am the house of the Holy Ghost. I'm what the Word says I am. I'm who God says I am. I am the house of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has His permanent dwelling in me. The Holy Ghost has His permanent dwelling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. The Holy Ghost, yes, has His permanent dwelling. Kai, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe the power of God is surging through you. Surging. And sometimes at a point you're keeping yourself back from busting heavily in tongues. It's okay to let go. But I'm saying train yourself. Train yourself, especially if you're still trying to learn to be disciplined with this. And many times, trust me, we need a lot of this discipline, especially if you're given to talking a lot in tongues. It'll be easy for you to fly off right now. But build up. Talk a bit in tongues. Get back on the meditation. Get back. Get back. And maybe you just said all this and you felt, but I don't. Oof, man. Wow, that's rich. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I speak life. Allow me just channel this anointing to you and this grace. Oh, I speak life into your day. I speak blessings into your day. I speak korabata, increase. Glory, 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 glory. I bless you with this unction. I bless you with this grace. Thank you, Father. Yes, your day is filled with life. Your day is filled with increase. I speak to your bodies. Whatever ailments exist, I declare that they dissipate right now. They disappear right now. Yes, yes, yes. They melt away. Yes, yes, yes. They vanish from your bodies. Yes, I call you healed. Full of life. Full of health and strength. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes. Blessed and healed. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So please, just stay with this. Let's do this every day. You know, don't be in a hurry and look at, well, should I do 3 days, 5 days? Be ready to do 6 months. Be ready to do 1 year. Oh, according to God's word, you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth your fruit in your season. Your leaves will never wither. And anything you do will prosper. That's the God's promise in Psalm 1, right, verse 3, as a result of meditating on God's word. Okay, so please, let's stay with the word. Be encouraged. Stay with the word, please, all right? Be encouraged. Stay with this. Stay with this. Every day, 10 minutes in the morning, noon, evening, 10 minutes somewhere, 10 minutes in the car, 10 minutes in that Uber, maybe it's a 3-minute bike, you know, it's whatever it is, a plane, a bus, just, you know, you're taking a walk, meditate, something will change in you. Your health will be different. Your favor level will be different. Your wisdom level will be different. Your mistake levels will be grossly reduced. Yes, hallelujah. By the authority of God's word, you will make your way prosperous. Bible says when you meditate, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thanks for joining me today. Wow. Such strong unction. All right, stand up in this place today. Have a spirit-filled day, all right? Looking forward to, you know, you joining me here tomorrow. Blessings, mega blessings. All right. Praise God.